Hi, YouTube. I'm not even sure if I'm live, but I'm here by myself today. And this is the first time I'm doing this, so let's do it. Welcome to Sexual Frequency, a non-judgmental place where we could play, explore, and vibe into the new paradigm of intimacy and sexuality together. I'm your host, Goddess Lore. And this is our first solo session with Goddess. Yes, it is just me tonight. So get yourself ready for some steamy self-love, because we are namasteing wet with a juicy meditation. So before we take care of business, make sure that you find a nice spot where you're not going to be interrupted. The cock blockers are sleeping, fed, put away, whatever it is, wherever they got to go. Find yourself a place where you could be just you on your own or with your partner. I would even encourage you to put some headphones on if you have any. Yes, it's me all by myself. So if the music's not totally there, the vibe's not there, it's because my boy Rick, he's not in the studio today. And that's okay. I feel like there's something bugging me. Okay. So, you know how we do it here on Sexual Frequency, baby? We want to say what's up to our sponsors, D-Slaps Beauty Bar. The holidays are literally around the corner. So you want to make sure that your nail game is on point, that your feet are silky smooth for that cuddling, cuffing season. And D-Slaps Beauty Bar is going to get you all the way together. They're gonna spoil you with their complimentary mango mimosas. Not only do they have mimosas, they have a variety of snacks as you get your mani, your pedi. Oh, maybe you're in the mood for a milk bath, foot massage. D-Slaps Beauty Bar also offers body sculpting and top quality facials for special customers just like you. Yes. Make sure that you find their location. They are in Torrance at 24402 Hawthorne Boulevard. And get that treatment that you deserve. Once again, D-Slaps Beauty Bar, located in Torrance on Hawthorne Boulevard. You can specially ask for Tiana or Mocha and tell them that Goddess and Rick from The Good News sent you. They're going to take real good care of you. If y'all saw last week's episode, y'all know what those smooth feet do to me, okay? We had Willis Cooks in here and we were feeling on his smooth feet, let me tell you. So men, get your feet done too. We appreciate it. It does not go unnoticed. And we would also like to invite you to join us on YouTube if you'd like. Come and sit on my lap, baby girl, baby boy, baby they, them, because every part of you is welcome here on Sexual Frequency. Y'all know that we don't judge. There's no judgment here. This is a safe space. a safe space for everybody. It's a place where you don't have to feel embarrassed about any part of you. So long as you're being consensual, that's very important. And being tapped in and tuned in to yourself. That's all that we ask of you when you join us here on Sexual Frequency. I'm totally feeling this like super chill vibe, like for sure. And I wanted to tap in tonight. This is a pre-record, by the way, because your girl's going to be at Pack House. Yes, when you're listening to this, hopefully your girl is going to be hugging up on some Anderson .Paak, baby, because I need to get all of that big smile energy. I need all those vibes in my life because, come on, who doesn't? It's Anderson .Paak. It's for the kids. He's raising money for the kids. Gotta come out and support. This is weird. I have to just name it that, like, I don't ever sit in this spot because this is Rick's spot. You know, he runs the board and does all of those things. So I'm a little out of my comfort zone. But you know what we always say about that is that that's where we do our best growing and our best learning. And I'm not going to tell you how long it took me to set up all of this technology without Rick, because he's usually the one to do it all, baby. We appreciate you, Rick. We love you. He's out there playing golf, enjoying his life as he should. He's taking up the sun, even though it is nippy in the studio. But I didn't want to miss an opportunity to connect with you. And I actually was watching Guardians of the Galaxy yesterday. And I mean, I'm going to say spoiler, but this movie's been out, it seems like, for a really long fucking time. So you should have watched it already. If you haven't, do yourself a favor and watch Guardians of the Galaxy. It is actually one of my favorite storylines, I guess, of the Avengers. Anyway, I was watching the Avengers yesterday, and it was the end scene where Gamora extends her hand out and she asks Peter, like, you know, to grab her hand. And Peter doesn't see Gamora. He sees his mom. And that's a really touching scene for me because, you know, I don't know if I've ever shared or y'all. Yeah, y'all know because I end the show talking about my mom every episode. My mom has passed. And that scene always gets me because it's like a connection, right? Like they still have this energetic connection between the two of them that just kind of never goes away, if you believe in that kind of stuff. And at the end of the movie, he reads the letter that his mom wrote to him when she was on the verge of transitioning. And, you know, she says, like, Peter, don't worry about me. Like, I'm going to a better place. And that phrase really stuck with me, going to a better place. I feel like it's the, like we are living a proverbial better place. Like once I do this with my life, I'll be happy. Once I fill in the blank, whatever it is, once I get this job, once I buy this car, once I'm on vacation, as soon as I lose weight, as soon as I get that good dick, you know, whatever it is, like, then I'll be happy. Then I'll allow myself to, or then it's the perceived happiness too, right? Like, then I'll be happy. Like, sure. But who wants to stay living in this proverbial, like, better place? I know that I don't. Like, I want the better place to be right now, right here, not when I get somewhere. And, you know, this is not to say that we shouldn't goal set or any of that kind of stuff. Absolutely. Of course, we should. And it's going to feel good when we reach those specific goals. But constantly waiting for something to make ourselves happy or to think that we're going to be happy or think that we're going to be fulfilled is, you know, it's just not it. And, you know, the 2021 is wrapping up. And, you know, I'm thinking about like all the ways that I want, you know, to live differently. I think we all kind of have, you know, in the midst of a pandemic for the last, what, almost 2 years now. And one of the things that kind of helped me really be more present and in my body, which I feel like that's kind of like where it's at. Like when I'm in flow, it's when I'm really connected to my body, when I'm in tune, when I'm in unison. And we talk about this on Sexual Frequency a lot, of tapping into our erotic energy. And today, what I wanted to do was just have an embodiment meditation, you know, something that maybe we can come back to and visit. It'll be guided and it's going to be off the top. So it's going to be coming from myself being embodied and, you know, whatever wants to transmit, whatever I feel alive, whatever feels good for me to say, like, that's just the direction that we're going to take it. So I want to invite you all to find a spot where you're not going to be interrupted. Get some water. Make yourself just really comfortable. Get into your PJs. Put your socks on. Take your socks off. You know, whatever the case may be. However you're going to feel comfortable. You don't have to lie down. You don't have to do a lotus pose. You don't have to do any of that. You just have to be in a comfortable place where you won't be interrupted so you can fully get into this experience. Because again, we talk about it a lot on this show, like being embodied, being in my body. And that might be, well, it feels natural to me now. It didn't always feel natural, right? Like it's something that you can definitely build toward. So that's what we're going to do today is just, you know, get into this meditation. Because for 2022, you know, I want to be namasteing wet. And to me, that means being wet means that I am fully present and enjoying life. It doesn't mean that I'm sexually aroused and then I have to, you know, I have to have sex or I have to have some sort of interaction or pleasure. It's my body's way of saying like yes to life. And I don't know if anybody else can relate to that. I'm pretty sure we do. You know, we talk about the pussy heartbeat a lot. And the pussy heartbeat is always beating, just like our heart. It's always beating. But it's those moments when it accelerates, those moments when there's flutters, when it fluctuates, that you just know, like, life is good and you want to be a part of it. And for those of us who don't know, namaste actually means the divine in me recognizes the divine in you. So the guideline or the intention for my meditation today is going to be that namasteing wet, meaning my divine erotic energy recognizes the divine and erotic energy in you. And so that's going to be the goal for the meditation that we're about to do. So I hope y'all, you know, namasteing wet with me. And, you know, let's go. Let's get it started. Again, find a nice comfy spot and we will get things going. Just take a few moments to drop in. Close your eyes. Just feel into your body. Thoughts are going to come, and that's okay. If the thoughts come, just acknowledge them and focus back into your body. So with your eyes closed, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath in through your nose, nice and slow. And we're going to hold it. And then a slow release through your mouth. And we're going to do that one more time. Nice and slow. Inhale through the nose. We're holding at the top. And slowly releasing through the mouth. And just settle into your body for a minute. Get yourself comfy again. Notice the difference of how you felt before those breaths and how you're feeling now. With an intention to connect to our erotic energy. That divine creative force that lives inside each and every one of us, that was granted to us by birth and is accessible to us at all times. It is always divine in its nature. It never goes away. Now, we may experience it differently based on events that we've had in our life, but that divine force is within us all. And it's ready for you to tap in. I invite you to take another deep breath in through your nose. Hold, and a gentle exhale. And I invite your hands to roam through your body. If there's any sounds that want to come out of you, baby, they are welcome here. Because you know we're all about the senses. This is a moment to allow your body to do whatever it needs to do in this space of safety. That energy is feeling good right about now. I invite you to sway, to rock, caress, graze any part of your body that you feel called to touch. The next breath that we take in, we're going to bring it into our sex space to activate our solar plexus. And just feel into whatever's alive at the moment. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Into our sex space. And release. If you feel called to ask yourself any questions, can do so, because we know our cock can talk and our pussy always has something to say. Feel into the energy of your body. Feel into what's alive for you. If you're feeling any kind of resistance in your being, in your flow, all I want you to do is acknowledge it. We're not going to give it a story. We're just going to acknowledge it and meet the resistance with love. And we're going to take a breath into it. Nice and cleansing breath. And in this space, we acknowledge that we are divine, erotic beings. We acknowledge that pleasure is a portal to knowing ourselves more intimately, more deeply. You are the longest relationship that you will ever have. You with yourself. You are the lover that you should know in the most intimate of ways. We acknowledge that at times it's been hard to get into our energy of pleasure, of eroticism, of our creativity. But right now, at this moment, we give ourselves permission to let go and be fully present in the awakening of our erotic energy. We're activating that fire within us. That fire and energy that can move mountains, that can create, that can explore. That energy that gives us life. How is it feeling for you at this moment? Do you feel the pulsing in your sex? Is it vibrating out of you? Is it swirling around in your abdomen? Is it permeating through your entire body? Invite that energy to grow. Invite it to express itself in whatever way it would like. Releasing our inhibitions. Releasing expectations. Allow yourself to integrate with this powerful energy. And free yourself. Invite yourself to do whatever it is that feels good in this moment. Mm. Taking some more deep breaths. We affirm that we are divine, erotic beings. We release any shame, any experience that has hindered our authentic expression, any previous lovers, we release, and we bathe in the pure energy of our Eros. How are we feeling? Are we nice and juicy yet? Are we feeling nice and loose and relaxed? I'm going to invite you to breathe into your sex and bring that fire up to your heart space. We know our heart is our amplifier. Our sex is where we originate our ideas, our desires, our erotic expression, our goals, what we want in life, our dreams. And now we're going to bring that area up to our heart so that all of our desires can be filled and fueled with love, that they may amplify out into the world and become a reality. Breathe into your heart space and feel the vibration of your erotic energy and your heart space just coming together. At this moment, I invite you to amplify whatever it is that your heart wants to express. The desires of what you want. The promise of using your pleasure to grow, to learn, to amplify, to manifest. What are you choosing for your life? How are you manifesting and choosing pleasure every day? How are you prioritizing pleasure in your life? How are you learning from your desires? How are you making your fantasies into reality? Questions to ponder as we explore our juiciness. Feel into your body. Mm. amplify those places that are lit up right now. Allow the energy to flow through your entire body. Know that you can come back to this space at any time, any place, because it is your divinity. It is calling for you. It is asking and desiring to be seen and acknowledged. Let's take another deep cleansing breath in through our nose. Allow it to fill us up, our lungs, our whole body, that life-giving energy. I invite you to honor yourself, your body, for this experience. I also invite you to make a vow to honor your erotic energy. Make a vow to choose to learn through pleasure. Give yourself a big hug and some love. Be kind and gentle to yourself. Some of you may have just done this for the first time. Make sure you drink some water. You're going to have a lot of energy moving through you. And I invite you to continue your journey of pleasure even after this meditation. One last deep breath in through our nose, nice and slow. Holding at the top. And a slow release through the mouth. Slowly begin to wiggle your toes. Use your fingertips to bring you back into the space. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Stretch your body out. Maybe you want to grab your journal. Write about your experience. Maybe you want to pick up a toy, pick up a partner. Whatever you feel called to do in this moment, all is acceptable. If you feel like you want to continue your pleasure journey, please, I encourage you to do so. And if you feel called, share it with me. Slide in my DMs and let me know how this meditation felt for you. Did it inspire you? Did it make you nervous? Did it put you to sleep? Ooh, if it put you to sleep, I'm down for that too. I hope that you enjoyed it. It's just one step to getting us really feeling into our body and opening ourselves up for exploration. You know what sexual frequency is all about? Learning through sex and intimacy, and growing our repertoire. You know, we're lifelong learners, not just in school and like random knowledge, but sex and sexuality is definitely a tool, and it can be an extremely pleasurable tool. And I encourage you, you know, to prioritize pleasure in your life, you know, and it's going to look different for all of us. You know, my sense of pleasure could be different from yours. It's not greater. It's not less than. It's just what your threshold is. But just like when we learn and we expand, I encourage you to find those edges. I encourage you to find the places that make you nervous. And, you know, ask yourself all the questions aside from the juicy questions, you know, how did that feel? How can I make this better? How can I improve? You know, trying a new toy, a new position, a new adventure. But really asking ourselves, how did that make us feel? What was ignited inside of us when we tried that thing or did that thing that was new, that was pleasurable for us? How did it light you up in different ways? And just like we do that with other things, you know, whether you're a foodie, whether you love to read, whatever your passion is, you know, when you're really passionate about something, you really seek to continue that passion and explore your passion and find all the ways that it can light you up unexpectedly. And we can do that with pleasure also. We can do it on our own. We don't need a partner. Again, because we are our lifelong partner. So that's the first task, is getting to know yourself. And, you know, I'm going to close it out there. And I'm going to end like we do every episode with the words of my ancestors, my mother, who said, play with yourself every night so that you know your body and you know what you like. This is Goddess Lore, Sexual Frequency. I hope you enjoyed our solo session with Goddess. Stay juicy. Namaste, wet baby. We do want to just say one more shout out to our sponsors, D-Slaps Beauty Bar. Come and treat yourself. Get that mani, get that pedi, get that milk bath. Do something for you during this holiday season. Get pampered. Come in, put your phone down, enjoy the mimosas, the snacks. They have all kinds of services for you. Anything that you'll need is there at D-Slaps. And also, I know that you've shopped for all the nice people on your list, but don't forget to shop for the naughty people out there. If you're interested in any of my crystal pleasure tools, please hit me up on my Instagram account at Lotus Hustle, because baby, naughty people, oh, we deserve toys too. This is Goddess Lore. I am signing off con mucho amor, besitos, and we will see you next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Namaste, wet baby.